Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In Proverbs 18, verse 10, we find this amazing statement. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. This week we've been studying the names of the Lord, or the names and titles as revealed in Scripture about God Himself. Today I want to talk to you about a less familiar name but powerful name that is Jehovah M. Kadesh. And this name is found in Leviticus chapter 20 in verses 7 and 8. And it reads this way, "Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you." And that last expression, "I am the Lord who sanctifies you," is from the Hebrew "the Lord," or Jehovah M. Kadesh. Jehovah M. Kadesh means "the Lord who sanctifies you." And this is a very powerful expression of who God is and of His attributes and of His covenant promises for believers today. The Lord who sanctifies you. The word "sanctify" means set apart or separate or to make hallow. And the word "holy" stands for those things which are set apart or which are holy unto the Lord, which are hallowed to God. Our God is holy, the Scripture tells us. He says about Himself that He is a holy God, and He calls upon His people to be holy as well. And this holy God, this God who is set apart or separate, is separate from all things evil. And He requires His people to be set apart or separate from evil as well. We live in a generation where holiness has become an unfamiliar concept. Holiness or purity has become, you could say, passé in this generation. We see an abundance and an increase in things perverse, which are absolutely opposed to God's holiness. Things that are unclean or defiling to people's spirits, to their souls, to their bodies. We see a tremendous surge in the popularity of movies, of videos, television programs, written materials that major in things impure or unholy, perverse. And God, however, has called to us, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, we find these words, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you." This is the call of a holy God to the people who love Him, to come out from the world that has given itself over to impurity, a world that has given itself over to unholiness, a world that's given itself over to perversion and the lusts of the flesh, and to come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Jehovah M. Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies you, or the Lord who sets you apart, calls to each one of us and says, "Be holy, for I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you." In Hebrews 12:10, we find the words "holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." This thought is rather daunting because we live in such an unholy day. How can we ever find ourselves walking a holy life when we live in the midst of an unclean people, even as Isaiah said when he saw the Lord? How do we become holy or sanctified, set apart for God? First of all, it will be a decision of our will to be people who are willing to be separate or sanctified, set apart for God Himself. It's a decision of your will. In Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 and 8, the first thing God said was, set yourselves apart or sanctify yourselves and be holy. Set yourselves apart. God did not force sanctification on them. He didn't force them to separate themselves. He didn't do it by force, come and take them out of the world, so to speak. But he spoke to them and appealed to the people to set themselves apart for God. And then he said he would be the one who would make them holy or sanctify them. God calls to us in the same way. First, he says, you have a choice of your will to set yourself apart for God. Man has a free will to be separated from evil. We need Jehovah M. Kadesh's power to sanctify us, but the first part that must come is a willingness to be separate or set apart for God or holy unto the Lord. The second thing that comes to pass to bring us to a place where we can become sanctified or separated or holy in our lifestyle is by submitting to the Lord, to Jehovah M. Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies you. And it'll be by His empowerment, the power of the Holy Spirit, that He will enable us to live a holy life. Do you believe that in an unholy day, an unholy generation, that there is a people who can live a holy lifestyle? The scripture tells us it can be so. We find an interesting verse in the book of 1 Corinthians, and Paul, the apostle, was addressing the Corinthians who lived in a very unclean, perverse, defiled, unholy culture. The Corinthians were given over to the lusts of the flesh, and they pursued perversion with a great gusto. And Paul said, when he talked to them in 1 Corinthians 6:11, such were some of you, but you are washed. But you are sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. God was telling those people through Paul that, yes, you were part of a very unholy culture. In fact, you were doing some pretty amazingly unholy things in your former life. But now you're no longer unholy, but you're holy. You're set apart for God. You're sanctified. And you're sanctified or washed and set apart in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. If you submit your life to God and you trust that God's word is true, that He can sanctify you, He can make the most unclean person as white as snow. We see this from the scripture. The most stained with sin sinner can be made righteous in God's sight and literally washed clean, sanctified, set apart in holiness for God if you'll believe God's word on that matter. And further than that, not only are you positionally sanctified, meaning God sees you as sanctified in Him, that's what He attributes or credits to you through Jesus. But not only that, you can have God enable you, empower you to live a holy life where your lifestyle becomes holy, becomes more and more conformed into the image of Christ than it is conformed into the image of the world. Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. He was speaking to the Father on behalf of His followers, and He said, sanctify them. Lord, set them apart. Father, set them apart. Cleanse them. Separate them. Make them holy through your truth or your word. Your life can be transformed or conformed into the image of Christ, made more and more Christ-like, more and more holy through the application of God's word. We know that we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That's what it says in Hebrews 10:10. We're sanctified through Christ's offering for us once for all. That's our position in Christ. But from that point forward, after you believe, after you've accepted His goodness, He can take you from that place to a place where your life begins to look more and more like Jesus, more and more conformed to the image of Christ, cleaner and cleaner in actual practice. practice in your life, and it is done through the application of the Word of God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth, Jesus said. Apply the Word of God to your life every single day. Whatever area you're struggling with in unholiness, apply the truth of God's Word to it. Take it as the balm of Gilead to your soul, to your spirit, and daily apply it. Speak the Word of God over yourself. Say, I am sanctified. I am set apart. I am made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Say that about yourself until your spirit takes hold of it and your heart believes it. Then you'll begin to see more and more how your lifestyle is becoming more and more like Christ and less like an impure, unholy world that we live in. That's God's will for your life. Are you willing? That's God's desire for you. Will you cry out for it? Ask the Lord and say, Lord, you said you are Jehovah M. Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies me. I submit myself to you. Sanctify me now. Help me apply your word, your truth, that I might be sanctified more and more in my lifestyle. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.